the trainer who leads the Breeders' Cup distaff and wins with 5. He won it in 1997 with Agena, 1998 with Asina, 2010 with Unrivaled Bell, and then back-to-back 3 in a row, 2011, 2012, with the one and only Royal Delta, is on the line right now, Hall of Famer Bill Mott. Bill, thanks for a few minutes today. I know you had a busy day here on Express Bet Radio. I appreciate it.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? All right?
Doing great. I would have been doing a lot better if I would have taken your advice when we had you on the day before the Alabama, because you basically did everything besides tell me to take a $100 bill out of my pocket and bet it on a late. I bet Royal Delta. I bet Lockdown that day. She ran to the way you thought she would, came back with a dynamite performance in the Bell Dame, and now you look for a record 6th distaff victory.
Yeah, well, it's been a good race for us, and it seems like most of the winners we've had in the Breeders' Cup have come out of the Bell Dame. So, a couple of them have actually finished second. I think Unrivaled Bell had finished second. I want to say Royal Delta maybe finished second one time, and I think Agena had finished second, if my memory serves me correctly. So the progression from the Bell Dame to the Breeders' Cup distaff has worked for us before. Hopefully it'll do it again.
You noticed a lot of progression in this filly from earlier this year until the summertime, when she almost the flip switched in the CCA Oaks, when that was the inquiry with Abel Tasman. Have you noticed a similar progression as the fall has continued on?
Well, I think the biggest change we probably saw was, maybe before the Alabama was a lot of progression. I mean, she's always worked well, but it just seemed like, she was doing it like freaky types of work, I've had the same work rider on her, the whole time, she would work in 47, and he said, my gosh, he said, it just felt like I was going in 50. And, it's one of those horses that will fool you because she's just so big and so strong and got such a good stride on her when she, when she starts breezing. And I think that's probably the difference.
You've shipped her a lot this year. Tampa, Oaklawn, Keeneland, Churchill, Delaware, Saratoga, Belmont. That's nine. She'll be making her 9th start in the distaff. Does that take a little of the apprehension away about having to go across the country and out to Delmont?
Yeah, she's pretty good. You know what I mean? When you take her to the paddock, I mean, she doesn't, she's there for business. She doesn't turn a hair. I mean, she's been really good about that part of it. We've shipped her down. We shipped from Saratoga down to Belmont to run, and we were there a couple days ahead of time, but, schooled her in the paddock, and she just handled it all very well, very professionally.
For a multitude of reasons, you've trained a ton of spectacular fillies. The one she draws the most comparisons to is Royal Delta. I think they both really had their coming out party in the Alabama. And then, of course, Royal Delta went on to be one of the best race mares we've seen in the last 25 years. Of all of your distaff winners, does she compare to Royal Delta the best, or do you have a better comparison to the fillies you've trained over
the years? I would probably say so, particularly the way she ran last time. I mean, Royal Delta was a little quirky and disposition-wise was, I'll say challenging, rather than difficult. But, the way she would run, when she would turn in her best race, I mean, she appeared to me to be running the same way. And this filly gave me the impression the last time when she was going down the backside in behind horses, he had a nice long hold of her and she was striding along and she was doing it so effortlessly. And, then when she split horses and finished up, she looked a lot like Royal Delta. She gave me, that impression. She gave me that sense that she was that type of horse.
Talking with Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott, record 5 distaff wins already to his credit. Looking for number 6 with a late in just 15 days out where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar. Bill, we've seen a lot of conditioners this year opting to skip the preps. Obviously, this filly, the exact opposite. She's going to be making her 9th start. The two older fillies in here, Forever Unbridled, hasn't run since the personal ensign. She's going to be going on 10 weeks. Stellar Wind hasn't run since the last week in July. So you're looking at a 3-month break. You think it gives you, your filly, a little bit of an edge having raced so much and having the recency over the older fillies? Or do you feel like because the other fillies are mares and older at this point, it makes for more even playing field?
Well, I think with the other mares, I mean, they're more experienced and they're more seasoned, and they've had, you know, lots of races under their belt. I think our mare probably needed, you know, to continue on and race every 5 weeks. And I think the spacing is good. I think it's enough. I don't think it's, I don't think it's too much with ours. I think it seems to be, you know, working out quite well for right now. Speaking of, you know, horses that ran in the personal ensign and then didn't run back until the Breeders' Cup distaff was, I think we did that with Asina when we won the distaff with her. And reason being was she had had kind of a tough year early on. She had run quite a few times and it looked like the racing was trying to, you know, it was starting to get to her a little bit. So we didn't run her back in the Beldame. We skipped the Beldame and the Spinster and went right to the Breeders' Cup, and it worked out for her. So I think, you know, for different horses, it can work out just fine with that extra bit of time in between. I think fresh horses always run pretty well, so I would have to think that those trainers know what they're doing with their horse. I think they probably, you know, have it well thought out, and they know their horse, and they know what they're doing. And I just hope we know what we're doing with ours. So
when are you shipping out?
We're traveling a week from today. We go on a Thursday. We're going to breeze tomorrow here in Saratoga, and then we ship on next Thursday. We get out there, and that'll give us time to breeze over the track out of Del Mar one time.
All right, so she will breeze over the surface, and she's really seemed to thrive up at the old Spa, huh?
She's doing well. Yeah. You know, she started to grow a little bit of a winter coat up here. We've had some cool weather, and the horses that are up here tend to do that. Even though we've had warmer than normal temperatures, they tend to sometimes grow a little bit of a fuzzy coat on them. But you know, she'll get a haircut before she goes to California, and I'm sure the weather will be probably in the 70s and 80s out there, so we'll have to do that. But it seems like she's healthy and feels good. I just, knock on wood, I hope we can keep her good for the next 2 weeks.
Well, Bill, I appreciate it. I know you had a busy day today. I really appreciate some time today. Best of luck with the late and the rest of the contingent out at Del Mar this season.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Anthony.